Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I'd like to thank Leo for coming in. Gave away eight Batman posters, but we have none left. So please, please stop irritating Gina Grad. She's in there crying right now. I turn her mic on real quick, dude.
I don't have any more. I don't have any more.
Wow. All right, there's no more Batman posters, you're going to make Gina cry. So please, please don't irritate her, all right? She's very fragile. I think she's on her period, her inner period. You're not? You are. You're not? In, out?
I'm not in.
All right, please. All right, crimes, according to Los Angeles Times, and I have no reason to doubt this report, hate crimes in Los Angeles rose to their highest level in 5 years. So congratulations, all you haters out there. You're kicking ass again. Led by attacks between Latinos and blacks. And county officials reported today. The annual report by the Los Angeles County Human Relations Commission. How about introducing yourself at a party like that? Hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a member of the Los Angeles County Human Relations Commission.
Jesus Christ.
Chips? Dip? No, thanks. Jesus Christ. Imagine that, saying that it says that on your business card. Yeah, and Phil Johnson, Los Angeles County Human Relations Commission. Great. Oh. Well, it showed that hate crimes rose by 28% to a total of 763 hate crimes, with assault and vandalism out there leading the way. The largest number involved Latino suspects against black victims. The second largest was black suspects against Latino victims. And despite an intense national debate over illegal immigration, hate crimes again against immigrants decreased slightly. Incidents against Muslims, which increased after 2001, after the terrorist attacks, also decreased slightly. The largest number of religion-based hate crimes were dedicated against Jewish people. But the big ones are Latinos against the blacks, the blacks against the Latinos. What's the story there, folks, for people who, like myself, don't really understand the violence between those two groups? Maybe you can educate Los Angeles and Southern California as to what's going on. Why is it at an all-time or at a five-year high? And while a lot of the other crime is down in Los Angeles County, the hate crimes are up 28%. So if you're black and you know why the blacks don't like the Latinos don't like the blacks, and I'm not talking about all of them, I'm just talking about the ones that are involved in these hate crimes. But what is the vibe where these two groups are not getting along? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, in the report here, it doesn't say anything about Asians and Hispanics or Asians and whites, that hatred. It doesn't say anything about Catholics and on Muslims or blacks and whites or whites and Hispanics or whites and Asians or Asians and blacks or Asians and Hispanics. It says most of the crime is Latino suspects against blacks, and the second largest is black suspects against Latino victims. So people who are not involved in that violence every day, like myself and people live. I think the San Fernando Valley, I think the crime between blacks and Latinos and blacks, I think is a little lower than the city. And for people who, you know, don't understand why that violence is going on, maybe you could shed some light on it for us. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Jess here in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, boss. How are you?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this has been going on for, you know, since when they were cholos in the day of the zoot suits and stuff. I think it's all media, Tim.
You mean like CBS is putting this together?
CBS, you can go up to the Rockefellers, you know, as long
as.
Right? Yeah, it's like that old joke. What do you call a Mexican and a black in a fight? A good thing.
Oh, get out of here! You think
Christ.
That if so? If please, you think if well, that guy's an idiot. I mean, clearly. Let's talk to Sarah in. Or actually, let's talk to George in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim Conway, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
All right. You know, I just wanted to point out that I'm a Hispanic Mexican American. I was born here. All my family's born in Mexico, but, you know, they're all legally here now. But I just wanted to point out that I'm voting for Obama. I supported him, his views. He's young. But the problem here with the issues of racial violence against each other, unfortunately, as it is, it has to do with the communities where, unfortunately, whites were dominated in South LA for a long time. Then blacks moved in, and then Hispanics moved in. And a lot of times, blacks feel that, you know, Hispanics are taking those properties up and you know, shafting them out.
Right. So you think the problem is that. That blacks feel like Latinos are pushing them out of certain communities.
Right, and another really, really big issue is the Hispanic gangs. It is known that Hispanic gangs are more violent towards blacks as individuals and blacks gangs.
Right.
By the way,
do you know any gang members?
I know plenty of them.
I have a question for you. This is one of my thoughts when I get high, and I don't like to get high often because I have these thoughts. But do you think that most of the gangs in Los Angeles would fare pretty well against a gang like Hamas?
Not really, because Hamas is more military armed than are these. You might have an Uzi here and there, but militarily wise, there. Come on, Tim.
Yeah, but see, I disagree with you. I think that the Los Angeles gangs, if they went over to fight in the Middle East, I think they could take Hamas.
Well, who knows? If they do plenty of damage
here,
there's
some pretty tough guys here in Los Angeles.
Well, if they do plenty of damage with just handguns alone here in L.A., then maybe if you give them a K-47, suppose.
Right. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, George.
All right.
All right. Take care of yourself, man. There he goes. All right, folks. The violence between Hispanics and blacks is at a five-year high. Up 28% just this year alone to 763 incidents. And what's the deal there? Let's talk to Sarah in San Bernardino. You're on 97.1.
Hi, I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you, baby.
No, I just watched a documentary about this on the History Channel the other night called Gangland.
Right.
And it was just interesting that you brought it up because the Mexican Mafia, which controls most of the gangs in L.A.,
right.
They declared a race war on black gangs. So they told them, you see black kids, black women, kill them dead in the streets if they're in our area.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Where'd you see this? On what channel?
On the History Channel.
Oh, and it's a current show?
Yeah, I actually just saw it. My husband and I watched it Friday night.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in because I just thought that was interesting that you brought that topic up. Yeah, we were absolutely amazed.
Yeah,
right at the beginning of this year, the leaders of the Mexican Mafia gave instructions to all their Latino gangs.
Wow.
Shut them down.
Yeah, it's amazing the power that the people in prison still have. You know, I thought, man, you know, when you go to prison, it's over. You're in prison. But evidently, there's still a lot of power that these guys have. All right, folks, according to the L.A. Times, hate crimes are at a five-year high. What is the deal here? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
All up in the club, 10 deep, looking for some highness. We on the creep, I need a bad one.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The LA Times is reporting that hate crimes in Los Angeles are at a five-year high. What's the deal with that when every other aspect of crime seems to be tapering off or at least holding steady? This is up by 28%. John in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm a correctional officer, actually, in a prison in LA County. I don't want to say which.
Uh-huh.
And violence relates back. to the bosses of the black and Hispanic prison gangs, who are at oftentimes angry at each other and at the world, evidently, for Doug Steckler not being on the show.
All right. Well, I can't imagine that that Doug Steckler has set off this kind of violence.
Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please. Guy is obviously not very well read or misled.
Are you serious?
Yeah, let's talk to Josh in Torrance on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Tim. Hey. This started a couple of years ago when the East Coast were going to buy some drugs out of Florence. And
with the East Coast, which gangs?
The East Coast Crips.
Oh, the East Coast Crips, all right.
We're going to buy some drugs out of Florence gang. And they decided to rob Florence for the drugs.
How much drugs were they talking about?
I exactly don't know how much drugs we're talking about, but they used to get along fine, you know?
Oh, I see. Who ended up with the drugs?
The blacks.
The blacks did?
Yeah, they did.
And whose drugs were it was the Mexicans' drugs originally?
Yeah.
And so that's when it started?
That's when it started.
I didn't know that. Is that something you've heard, or is it something you know for a fact?
Something I know.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And will it continue then until the drugs are, sorted out, or until one gang pays the other gang?
Hopefully it stops, soon.
Yeah, I do too. You know what I also heard? Thank you for calling. I heard from an LAPD officer that the time to stay home, the time we are most likely to get killed in Los Angeles in violence, is Saturday night, on a hot summer Saturday night between 9 and 10 p.m. So it who knows, that might save a life if it's a particularly hot night in July, August, or September on a Saturday night between 9 and 10. Get yourself some DVDs and sit at home, because that is the witching hour when it comes to violence. Let's talk to Bernie in Southgate. You're on 97.1.
Timmy, buddy, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
How are you,
Timmy?
Sir? Yes, sir.
Pretty good, sir. Let me tell you, sir, I know you're not an ignorant man. Listen to me, sir.
You got it.
You know the KKK, the Mexican Mafia, the black people. They're all afraid of each other. Problem is, you know what's wrong? You're exposing the white people to be afraid of the Hispanics and the black people by promoting it like there's a problem between the Hispanics and the blacks. There is a problem. Problem is, there's a problem with every race. So why would you want to do that to your own people and say, you know what, be careful with the Hispanics and the blacks? Why would you want to do that?
Well, let me tell you why. You know that the LA Times is always very sympathetic to minorities.
Okay.
And they're the ones reporting this, so it has to be a big story. And
it is a big story. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
but I'm saying,
I know, but listen, dude, if people understand that hate crimes are at a 5-year high, maybe they'll be a little more cautious if they hear it on the air and save a life or two. You know what I mean?
But cautious, we're always cautious, sir.
Well, no, but that's not true. I mean, there's some people who are not cautious, and they'll drive around as if they're in an armored car at night and just cruise around when they don't realize that hate crime in Los Angeles is a 5-year high. It's a big number. It's a big story in Los Angeles.
If you go to a black neighborhood where it's quote-unquote the ghetto, or Hispanic neighborhood where it's quote-unquote the ghetto, you'll always know that you're getting into a rough neighborhood.
Yeah, but people don't understand that it's at a 5-year high. It's not just a rough neighborhood. It's deadly now.
So five-year high, what does that have to do with history, with a crime history, the statistics and everything?
Well, it means it's getting worse. I mean, 763 incidents of hate crimes, and they said the largest number was Latino suspects on blacks, and the second largest number was blacks on Latinos.
But nobody, that's because it's the LA Times reporting on LA News. But how about you bring statistics from Ohio, or wherever the KKK is at, or
right,
whatever?
Well, when I do evenings in Ohio, I'll bring that stat up, and we'll talk about that stat.
But we live in
Los Angeles.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I live in Southgate, yeah. Uh-huh.
I know, but please, we're doing this to warn everybody. Just be careful out there. That's it.
Okay, you know what? But you're exposing, you're sending a bad vibe anyway, sir. That's my opinion, sir.
Well, it might be your opinion, but somebody might listen to this and say, you know, hey, you know, maybe their son or daughter goes to school in one of these areas and say, hey, just be careful. I heard it on the radio that it's, you know, there's some bad vibes out there.
All right, sir.
All right, cool. You take care of yourself, Bernie.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. Let's talk to Candy on the 210. You're on 97.1.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how you?
Oh, not bad, not bad. Yeah, well, I think we should, our judicial system or our prison system should take a look at other states and maybe model ourselves after them. To give you one example that I think is ideal is in Georgia, when they have prisoners, they don't get treated, you know, they don't have TV in their room, they don't, you know, have...
Right. See, I don't think that's the problem. Let's talk to a Jimmy in Orange County. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right, how you?
Look, let me tell you, first of all, that guy, he sounded Mexican. He's just dumb. Anyways, I'm a Mexican, too, but it all comes down to the jails from the violence. It comes down from the jails, but, I mean,
So you think it trickles down from the prisons to the streets as opposed to the other way around?
It goes from the shot callers and the prison system, and then it goes out to the streets. But
and are all the shot callers in prison?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. They're all controlled from the inside out. And when you say 5 years, the economy, it also influences it, because blacks and Mexicans are the minority,
right.
And they're trying to get by because they are the minority. Most of them are not educated. They're dropouts. Blacks and Mexicans, let's face it, they are. I mean, I'm a Mexican myself, and I didn't graduate, but thank God I'm doing kind of all right now. I mean, I've been in the jail, and I've seen that, you know.
The rumor that was going around saying, you know, it started with the big drug.
This is all from the jails, and it's happened from this guy called from. He said that it was 2 years. That's BS. I mean, it's been going on for like 30 years. I think from what I've remembered.
Right.
And you got
kids?
Yeah, I got.
How many kids you got?
Two of them.
How old?
3 and 1.
Yeah, you got to be very careful, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm trying to find an apartment, and I'm really precautious of where I'm at. I want to get a gated community, and I'm trying to look out for them because, I mean, I've been there and I've already done that.
Yeah, I mean, you never know true fear until you have these kids. All right, we got to take a break here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.